Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for drawing near and calling us. We were blind, but now we see, and thank you for this wonderful gift of life that inspires us according to the heavenly realities of the plan that you have for us. And I thank you because of you being the author and the perfecter of our faith. We are blessed and motivated and loving. And I thank you, Lord, that flows over into our marriage and over into our relationship in every way, Father God. Thank you. We are here for purpose. We are here to fulfill a destiny that has been laid out for us, Lord. So thank you for another beautiful day. As the sun has come up, Lord, you are alive and well and strong and powerful and beautiful in our spirit, soul, and body. And so thank you, Lord, for this beauty to go out into the day in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 to 7. Now getting down to the questions you ask in your letter to me. First, is it a good thing to have sexual relations? Certainly, but only within a certain context. It's good for a man to have a wife and for a woman to have a husband. Sexual drives are strong, but marriage is strong enough to contain them and provide for a balanced and fulfilling sexual life in a world of sexual disorder. The marriage bed must be a place of mutuality. The husband seeking to satisfy his wife, the wife seeking to satisfy her husband. Marriage is not a place to stand up for your rights. Marriage is a decision to serve the other, whether in bed or out. Abstaining from sex is permissible for a period of time if you both agree to it, and if it's for the purpose of prayer and fasting, but only for such times, then come back together again. Satan has an ingenious way of tempting us when we least expect it. I'm not understand commanding these periods of absence, only providing my best counsel if you should choose them. Sometimes I wish everyone were single like me, a simpler life in many ways. But celibacy is not for everyone, any more than marriage is. God gives the gift of the single life to some and the gift of the married life to others.
Hallelujah. You know, so we see Paul, he was radical in wrong things. He was a false prophet. We were all false prophets before the Lord knocked us off our horse like he did with Paul and came into our lives. And so the gift is then to just stay in what the Lord is saying to you, what the Lord's purpose is, because at the end of the day, he knows why we are here. He knows what is our purpose. So it's about just staying with your God, and that's where you partake of the gift of life. That's where you are served with everything pertaining to life and godliness. And that's what you then bring forth in your marriage. That brings forth your marriage. Your wife or your husband is a gift from God. And then that brings forth your work. And then that brings forth the right attitudes and actions in your work that is a blessing that brings increase, because the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. So the wonderful thing, the turning point in our life was being born again, and then the nourishing, the motivating factor is our day by day partaking of this wonderful love gift of Christ and the wonderful love plan that has been laid up in heaven for us, and it's coming out and it's manifesting on a daily basis. So arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.